Hello everybody. This morning I was woken to the news that 330 people in India face food insecurity and are having water delivered by water trains. The challenges that are being faced today are not different from what was happening a year ago. According to the Guardian, the challenge to deliver water was also an issue in May last year. Now, if you look at the slides, you will see a map showing water scarcity, stress and vulnerability, and you'll see that India and South Africa, where I'll be during the IEEE's conference, are similarly stressed. And you will also see that the surrounding areas of India face vulnerability. Therefore, it is very important to think in terms of how we do water security at a national and post-national regional level. We have a growing population in South Africa, in India, in Indonesia, and Vandana Shiva says growth equals poverty, and we need to think about ways in which we can do things differently. The personal is indeed political and planetary, and we need to think in terms of personal and political transformation through learning to value social, economic and environmental dimensions so that we think in terms of transforming the way in which we do economics. Kenneth Boulding said that we need to try and achieve transcendence and realize that we are not in separate lifeboats, that we actually have to work across disciplinary and national boundaries, because we should see ourselves not in competing lifeboats but in spaceship Earth. If we look at the size of our footprint, our anthropocentric footprint, we will see that we are using resources now that future generations will need, and if we continue in the current manner, we will face possible extinctions of habitat, and this will impact on both human and other animals. So really the new landscape of management and governance needs to take into account diversity, and we need to think in terms of ways to protect future generations of life. New forms of public governance need to be collaborative, network driven, and we need to try and develop social and environmental well-being stocks. So this has been detailed in my book, Piloting a Way to Do Things Differently. It's called Transformation from Wall Street to Wellbeing, and the companion volume is Systemic Ethics, a Non-Anthropocentric Approach to Stewardship. I invite you to read the books and to try out the software, which aims at developing human capabilities, and it gets you to think about what you have in your life, what you need, what you're prepared to add or discard, what the turning points for the better or worse are, what the barriers are, and it then provides Excel sheets of haves, needs, and turning points for the better and worse, and in this way builds user-centric evidence so that the policy informs social, economic and environmental dimensions. The idea is that we will use water as a synecdoche for good governance, and as Vandana Shiva says, we've got to think in terms of up and downstream users in this generation and the next, And instead of thinking in terms of the Harman Doctrine, only protecting water within the boundaries of a nation state based on the British private property law, we need to think in terms of natural water flow theory based on protecting the rights of up and downstream users, and then move towards a community of interest that builds on the Helsinki principle, the notion of equitable apportionment of water and other resources, to ensure that there's a reasonable and equitable distribution rather than of some using resources at the expense of others in future generations. Therefore, if we are thinking in terms of the tragedy of the commons and the way in which the commons was argued to be best protected through private property, national sovereignty, and a zero-sum approach, us versus them, her argument is no, this is incorrect. Gareth Hardin's Tragedy of the Commons, published in Science, wasn't in fact based on evidence-based policy, and in fact, if you engage people who are going to be affected by decisions at the local level and get people to think about what matters to them locally, it can make an impact. It can narrow the gap between service users and providers. It can get people to take more responsibility for their lives. It also builds on the work of Anne Florini in her book, The Coming Democracy, New Rules for Running a New World, in which she talks about the Aarhus Convention and the way in which this Danish convention has been scaled up in Europe to ensure that all local people have a right to freedom of information, to voice their concerns and to be heard, and if they're not heard at a local level, to then go up to the next level of governance. So I invite you to have a look at my two publications, but also to have a look at the water security document, which was prepared. It's called The Thirsty Elephant, India's Water Security Challenges, A Test for Regional Relations Over the Next Decade. It was published in 2015, and I will make that available in your pack of resources. So the slides, the podcast, an edited video showing how to use the software will be provided, and I invite questions, and we would welcome the opportunity to work with you to scale up this research, which we've done in South Australia, and we want to do in Indonesia as well as in Uttar Pradesh, if you are interested in working with us. So all the best, and I hope to see you in the future. Bye.